Welcome to another Journey podcast. I'm Mito. Thanks for listening. So I've been talking quite a bit about DMT and psychedelic spiritual experiences, and I've been watching a lot of shows, videos, trip reports. There's some real good ones, real funny ones, some real serious ones, deep. There's scary ones, frightening ones. They're all over the board. And I have not done it, though, myself. And I don't know when I'll do it. I don't have a plan or a day. I don't even have it. I know there's ways to access it, to get it online, and or even to I guess you can make it yourself, but that's not something I'm gonna I don't think I have the skills for. But you know, we'll see. It's still a ways off before I feel like I'm ready. But I hope you'll join me, and I'll go over my experience. I'm gonna have a journal, and I'll record it too. So there will be, you know, once when it happens and all that, I'll have a kind of a documented experience of it for myself, because one thing you hear about a lot is that you forget about the experience like pretty quick. It's almost like a dream where you wake up, you remember your dream, and you're like, oh, I did this. Oh, I was in a plane and plane did this crazy roll, and then we were heading towards ground, and then all of a sudden I was in a kitchen, and it, and then 5 minutes after that, what was that dream about again? I just don't remember. And that's what I hear, but is the experience is similar, where you'll remember it, but then you'll forget it, or you can forget it. Most people who use it, I guess, forget about it, the experience, real quick afterwards, unless they document it. And some people do have experiences where they actually do remember it. So, but I think it's better just to document it, and then it'll be easier to remember and recall it. And, yeah, so that'll be interesting. And, it got me thinking, you know, it got me thinking about religion and, like, what is religion? Why is religion more so? And, it's interesting that all religions are based on like faith and hope, and kind of like believing in something that isn't there, that isn't tangible, something you cannot see, cannot touch, feel, smell, taste. But it's there, and it's always there, and you know, like, God is always there, or Jesus is always there, or you allow Jesus into your heart, and stuff like that. And then it kind of gets you thinking about, like, the DMT experience too, where it's like something that is there. As far as religion goes, and then you go there with the DMT experience, or with these other experiences that, like through yoga or meditation or breathing or chanting, or there's all kinds of different techniques that could take you there. And there's even a something called the Lucia machine, or I can't think of the name of it right now. It's a light machine. I guess it blinks lights into your eyes, and it's supposed to give you a psychedelic experience, which is real interesting, real weird. Hypnagogic or hypnagogic or something like that. Hypnagogic. I think that's how it's spelled. Hypnagogic or hypnagogic. It's a hypnagogic machine, and it's supposed to shine like a certain pattern of blinking white lights, and you close your eyes and it shines at your eyes, so you kind of see it, you know, blinking with your closed eyes, the light, and then it creates patterns and a psychedelic experience. I haven't looked too much into it, just a little bit, and just most people who have the experience, they experience fractals and geometric patterns and stuff like that with these machines. And these machines are really expensive, though. The good ones, or the high quality ones anyway. I know there's several that are cheaper, you know. I think there's some that are like several hundred dollars, and then there's some that are like tens of thousands of dollars. And I'm guessing that the more you pay, you know, the more you'll get with these machines. It's just something I'm looking into also. And if you live in a big city, like Denver, let's say, for example, there are spas or places with these machines where you can experience it. You know, you pay them a few bucks or whatever, and then you got 20 minutes or however long, and you like meditation or yoga rooms or experiences with these hypnagogic lights that will machines that will give you let you experience it. So I may do that, because I'm going to Denver here pretty soon, sometime this summer anyway. I'm probably gonna go in July for the MUFON convention, and if not, my son YBC Wax, he lives in the area. You probably hear his ads sometimes on my show if you listen to the show often anyway, if you're a fan of the show. But yeah, he lives in that area, Denver area, and yeah, so I'll go visit him and check out these hypnagogic machines, or gogic. I don't know how to pronounce it. I've heard it pronounced even by the by people several different ways. Gogic, I think, is the heard most, and then some people call it the Lucia machine, but I think that's the company who created it, or who invented it first, Lucia. And that was probably like 2010, 2012, something like that, I think, is when these machines first came out. And so I'm sure the technology has gotten better. So I guess, yeah, if you want to look into those, I recommend looking into it. There's even some YouTube videos that kind of replicate machines in a way where you put your phone like over your eyes, you close your eyes, and then these lights will like blink into your eyes. And I tried that for a little bit, and it was pretty neat. It was definitely experience. It took me somewhere else. It wasn't a psychedelic experience for me per se, but I can see that if I stuck with it long enough, I would probably have had one, or at least something like one. I got off topic there with the religion thing. So I just was thinking, you know, the religion requires these ways, all these different religions out there, and you require this blind faith. And why is that? You know, these religions were created for a reason. And you know, there's corruption involved over the years, but prior to that, and new religions come up too, and even though maybe they were corrupted, they started with a good reason or a good idea or a good thought, and you just wonder where those thoughts come from, where people get the idea from. And as I research DMT more and more, you can see, and psychedelics more and more, you can see that all these religions, I think that a lot of their teachings and basis is on from psychedelic visions or visions from different ways to get them, through releasing DMT in your body, or you know, through your pineal, or however it works. You know, I have no idea how it works, but you know, through yoga or meditation or chanting or all these different ways, makes sense that that's how these kind of these religions get their ideas from. So that's all I was going with it. I just was thinking about that. And back to DMT. So I was watching this, I think it's called Animated or Tales from the Trip, or it's these animated DMT experiences from famous people. And there are a couple of them. I mean, Shane Moss and Young Gravy. And the reason why I bring it up is because they both talked about their DMT experiences, and they were in different times, different areas. They don't, I don't even think they know each other or knew each other at the times for sure, at the time they had the experiences for sure. But it was just odd. Both of their experiences afterwards, there was an earthquake. Right after. So like Shane Moss had his experience, and like the foundation in their house cracked. And then Young Gravy, his experience also afterwards, a few minutes after. And Young Gravy was in Montana, and there are not earthquakes in Montana, and but or rarely, I mean there are, but very rarely. And right afterwards, his experience, like 10 minutes after he woke up or whatever, his experience ended, an earthquake occurred again, which is odd. You know, it's real odd. You know, I don't know if there's any correlation or not. I mean, obviously just two examples is not enough evidence to say that earthquakes are supernatural. I mean, we know, science has proven or said earthquakes is by, you know, tectonic plates or shifts in the earth's crust somehow. And but it was just odd, you know, that I saw those, so I just thought I'd bring it up. I definitely don't give anything to it, except for the fact that, you know, that it's coincidental, or it happened before. And I'm just curious if that's happened on any other DMT experiences, or how often it happens, or if it ever does happen, or if that's just a kind of a fluke. I guess shifting gears a little now to UFOs and the topic of UFOs. And everybody's got their theories on them, and the sightings are just everywhere. It's lots of sightings, and not just UFOs, but paranormal ghosts also. And you know, like I'll watch some ghost videos on YouTube. I'll just use Slapped Ham because I mentioned them before. And you'll see like shadow people or ghosts or weird paranormal stuff happening like that. And in a lot of these, and more often than not, it seems, you see these little tiny orbs, or I don't know what they are. They're just these I mean, you can write them off as dust particles, but not every time, that's for sure. But you can see these like little objects zipping through these videos, and something happens, supernatural or paranormal. Like, there's this one where it was in this bar, and it was real freaky. This girl walked into the bar, or into the bathroom in the bar. It was her and her two friends, and she just started backing out of the bathroom slowly, and it was on their CCTV camera. And then she went to the bar where her friend was, and the bartender, I think the bartender may have been their friend too, and it was just three women. They were the only ones in the bar, and she went and told them and said, "Hey," and whispered something to her friend. And then all of a sudden, all three of them looked behind them and then ran out of the bar. And the camera showed some like mist, this black mist, almost in the shape of a person, but not quite. It's kind of like a mist, just, and real dark, just kind of moving slowly through it. And then you see these little tiny bright white reflective balls of something just zipping through the video at the same time as this thing appears, and these girls run out the bar. And then you hear about orbs, UFO orbs and spheres. And there's a guy, his name is Patrick Jackson, and he's got a YouTube channel, Quantum Paranormal, A 21st Century Investigation. It's a long title, but Quantum Paranormal is what I refer to him as. And he discusses how these orbs are somehow linking with our minds, or maybe even projecting themselves. The orbs are actual projecting paranormal entities or holograms, or who knows, but they're causing, or they're somehow causing us to see these paranormal sightings of UFOs and ghosts and Bigfoot and just all this paranormal happening. And there's three different types 1, 2, and 3, and it's just three different kinds of them. And some of them are real bright and big and reflective, and then or they're smaller ones, and they're spheres, they're spherical. If you've ever seen a UFO video with a sphere or an orb, there's a real good one in San Diego. I posted it before, talked about it before, and I think there's a link to it somewhere on my website. It's a San Diego one, and it's just this orb in the sky just sitting there. And Patrick Jackson makes the correlation of that. Anytime these orbs are around, that something freaky happens, like a ghost or a UFO. Mostly UFOs is what he refers to, at least when I see him on Twitter. And just makes you think, you know, I wonder if this technology, this orb technology, is somehow causing this rash of sightings and UFOs and supernatural stuff going on all around the world. There's a lot of it going on. And you know, you can't write off all of it. You can't write off all of it to a hoax. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there that's proven, that even the government admits, we don't know what happened there. You know, we can't figure it out. Even the government or the military says that. And I think it's a really good theory he's got there with the orbs, or the spheres, and just somehow either linking with our minds and projecting these images based on what you're thinking, or doing something themselves. And there's videos also of like these in the sky of these orbs, giant ones spitting out smaller ones, like lots of them, and just makes you wonder what is going on there, and where are these things coming from, and what are they? Are they from, or did we make them, or some government secret agency or something make them, or some tech company with some super AI make them, or do they come from somewhere else, or were they always here and just waiting for the right moment? Who knows? You know, we can only theorize. But we do know they're here, and we do know they're doing something, and we do know something weird and freaky going on out there in the world. It's interesting. It's very interesting. And just gets you thinking, you know, what is going on, and what is this all about? And back to my topic of religion, you know, like, why are we here? What are we doing here? I mean, we know we were born here. You know, we were raised. We had a family. We have a family, and we get to experience this thing called life. And what is it about? Is there a purpose? Is this something we choose? Is this something that just a freak thing that, you know, we're just some random accident in the universe? Or is this something more to this experience? Is this like a DMT? So, I saw this story of a DMT experience someone had, and what they said they saw is these little elves happily going, or gnomes, or whatever you want to call them, these DMT entities, going into some machine, and then they were coming out the other side, these little beings, and they were all in line. And they were real excited going in and real happy when they came out of this machine. God, I can't think of the guy's name right now whose experience it was, but he wrote some books. I think it's... but anyway, he realized years later that... David Brown, I think is his name. He's a DMT researcher. And he said that he realized years later that he thought these machines during this DMT experience, that these beings were experiencing life. That they were going into a machine that reproduced life. Like three-dimensional life. And that's what it was, because he thought about it a lot. And realized after experiencing DMT a lot, you know, doing it several times or a bunch of times, and that these beings were using this machine to experience what we experience. And it may not have been life on Earth, but they were experiencing life in a three-dimensional way. Which just makes you think, makes you wonder, you know. It just, you hear all these stories and see all this stuff, and then it just, at least my mind just races and thinks and goes, man, what is going on here? Why are we here? What are we doing here? And what's going to happen after we're gone, you know? And do we come back? Is there more? I believe there's more. I believe there's a lot. We don't know. I mean, there is a lot we don't know. Everybody knows that. Honestly, I don't think we know very much. We really relatively don't know anything at all. We just think we know. And yeah, some stuff can be proven, but you know, like the fact that we're here. I'm here. I'm talking to you through a microphone with a computer and sending this chat I'm having, or this podcast I'm having, up to the internet. You know, that's all real. That's all happening. But then what else? You know, what it drives me crazy sometimes thinking about what really is there a purpose? Is this just an experience? Is there more? Are we part of something bigger? Is this just a simulation? Is this, or is, you know, is, I mean, there's so many different ways, so many different things people say that it's mind-boggling and confusing, and there really is no way to find out. I think the only way to find out, the only way to experience it, is to die. I mean, that's the only way to know what's going on. And it'll happen one day. I mean, it happens to all of us. It's just a fact of life. You know, unless some company, unless we upload ourselves to computers or something, and we will eventually go back to the earth. And I would never choose that option of immortality on this three-dimensional realm or world that we live on. I believe there's more. I just don't know what that more is. And that's, I guess, one of the reasons why I do plan on using DMT and having psychedelic experiences. And eventually, I want to try ayahuasca, you know, in Peru with a shaman. And you can do it right. Not, I don't want to experience ayahuasca just by some, you know, on my own, or somebody has it or whatever. No, I want to go and have the actual experience in Mexico or South America, or where there's actual shamans who do this their entire life. So there's some kind of guide on the ayahuasca journey. But that's, I'll save that for another day. I do plan on doing all that stuff, and it's just, I guess I do my homework. I'm probably overdoing it now, because I've done a lot, lots of books, lots of podcasts, lots of stories and parables, and talked to people about their experiences, and heard a lot, and so one day I'll do it myself. But it, you know, it's, for one thing, it's illegal, and but that's not the reason why I wouldn't do it. It's it's kind of crap. The whole system, the way they treat drugs, and is BS. You know, the way, it's not the drugs causing the problems, it's the people who use it. And it's, and I think instead of putting these people away who use this stuff, figuring out the kind of root of the problem and why they use it and why they're willing to hurt themselves for this, for these experiences, and why, you know, why some people or most people can get addicted to something, and how to maybe help stop that. You know, it's a psychological issue. It's not a legal thing where you just lock people up and ignore the problem. That's all it's doing, is ignoring it. And I guess I'll leave it at that. Thank you. You can follow me on Twitter at UFO UAP Sighting. And I'll be back soon to have another podcast about who knows what? Because I don't even know. All right. Goodbye. All right, so just a quick announcement. My stepson, YBC Wax Gaming, he just made an announcement that he's going to be posting a new video on his YouTube channel every Friday. So once a week, he'll be posting a new gaming video. He is very entertaining, very funny. It's YBC, your boy Chance. So YBC Wax, W-A-X, Gaming. And you can find his channel on YouTube. So please check him out if you're into gaming and or if you're into funny. Either way, you know, or both, you know, you'll get a kick out of his channel. Thanks.